Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. While you've probably heard of the drug LSD or acid, there's a relatively new synthetic hallucinogen, often called 25-I. It was originally developed as a research drug, and under Massachusetts law, it's legal. Some say it's also deadly. An East Bridgewater mother is asking state lawmakers to criminalize 25-I. She says it killed her 15-year-old daughter. Erin Valentine and the doctors who tried to save her daughter Emily had never heard of 25-I until June. That's when Emily and a friend who was sleeping over snuck out in the middle of the night, and Valentine brought them home from nearby baseball fields.
And I start to hear Emily in a moaning, weird voice, and long, stretched out, saying, "Oh my God," really loud. "This is crazy. I can't believe we did this."
Emily had never snuck out before and was a good student, her mother says. But Emily had been struggling with mental health issues, including depression, and had recently started hanging out with new friends. When Valentine heard Emily moaning that night, she ran into the teen's room and asked the girls what they had done. They told her they took something. It was yellow and black, or maybe blue. Within minutes, things took a turn for the worse.
She was violently thrashing her arms and her head back and forth, hitting the wall with her arms. I straddled her and held her arms, and I was trying to look into her eyes. And I said, "Emily, you're going to hurt your arm, honey. What's happening?" And she's going, "Help me, help me, help me." And her eyes are rolling back in her head, and I'm holding her.
Emily was sweating profusely, Valentine says, and her daughter's jaw and hands started stiffening. An ambulance rushed her to Brockton Hospital, where Emily's heart stopped three times. Then Emily was flown to a Boston hospital. While she was in a medically induced coma, Emily's friends told Valentine that Emily talked about possibly trying 25-I. The teens showed Valentine a social media post where Emily said someone had offered her the drug, and she wrote about how she thought it might affect her.
And she wrote that the worst thing that could happen to me will be that I'll get a serotonin headache. So she clearly thought it through, obviously not accurately.
25-I activates receptors in the body for the neurotransmitter serotonin. It makes some users feel euphoric and mentally stimulated. But for Emily, the drug damaged her liver. Then she got an infection that brought about septic shock and liver failure. She died 3 weeks after entering the hospital. Valentine says because doctors hadn't heard of the drug, by the time they located a toxicology test for it, it was too late to detect it. But Valentine has no doubt that 25-I is to blame for Emily's death, and not because it interacted with the prescribed psychiatric medication that Emily was also taking.
The doctors were quite confident that it was not drug-drug interaction because it was such a violent, massively destructive, quick response.
Law enforcement is trying to quickly learn about 25-I. Right now, though, police cannot charge people for having it, according to Middlesex County District Attorney Marion Ryan.
It's not a controlled substance in Massachusetts because it doesn't fall under any of our categories. So police can't take it. They can't stop people. Even if they saw them using it, they can't stop them.
Ryan has heard about 25-I from several police departments, and she's asked lawmakers to criminalize it.
It's very dangerous, even in tiny doses. One of the forms it takes is drops, eye drop kind of things, and even one drop can be very damaging.
The drug also comes in paper tabs, which, Ryan points out, are openly sold on the internet for about $5 each.
They come in a sheet, almost like stamps, and you rip off the way that LSD was sold for a long time. The ones that we're seeing are marketed with little characters, you know, Pokemon, little monkey animal type characters. The kinds of things that would be appealing to kids.
There are reports of kids as young as middle school age being sickened by 25-I, and officials blame the drug for at least 19 deaths in the U.S., including Emily Valentine's. Erin Valentine, her mother, works as a chemist at a pharmaceutical company. She hopes schools will talk with kids about 25i and other synthetic drugs. She now tells any parent she meets about the dangers of just once taking a seemingly harmless, drug-dusted tab of paper, sometimes decorated with a cartoon character.
This is crazy. I have to do something. It's my responsibility as a parent and as a human being. We have more and more people going the Breaking Bad way and making their own drugs. They're drug dealers. And they're killing people for $5.
Legislation to criminalize 25i never made it to a full vote in the last legislative session. It was refiled last week.